This was his, excuse me, I want to point out, this was his last year. And there had been some, as I recall it, abrasive public discussion. I think over the over apportionment, for one thing, over the selection process, judicial selection and that sort of thing. And he had, if I recall correctly, he had said that he would resign. He was not going to run again. Either he had, his health was failing or he was constitutionally not qualified or whatever, for whatever reason. He knew 72 was his last year, and in, early on, it seemed to me, he said publicly that he would get off the court under certain conditions. If Milliken would you know, make point a certain kind of successor or that sort of thing, but this was not forthcoming. And then I just wondered if you felt that at this point he began to behave in a fashion that was just not characteristic of him, that he was, or whether this was just black, the way black.
Well, I don't have really a close association to know that he underwent any kind of a sea change in his personality. As it appeared to me, he was more interested in personal vendettas in many instances rather than what was before the court. And his babbling and some of those opinions, as I term them, are not instructive to either the lawyers or the general public of the state, so why clutter up the opinions with that sort of thing? But I held a rancor towards the man. I know one of the things he prized as a sort of a symbol of the old court was the clock that was set in the bench, the West Clock.
Oh.
And that was no longer being used, and he had expressed an interest in it, and I had suggested that we make him a gift of that upon his return, that clock.
And was this a wall clock or like a grandfather's type clock?
No, it was smaller than a wall-sized clock. It was one that was set into the bench, which would remind the lawyers if they had a half hour to present their case. That was the clock that we went by, the one that was the official clock of the Supreme Court. And he remembered that well, and it was in storage at the time. It had been removed from the old Supreme Court chambers and not installed in the new chambers, so it was available. And I thought that he had such an interest in it, well, certainly we could make it available to him, which, as far as I know, was done, and he was appreciative of it.